We have reached a point where people are naked and afraid and dating naked on television, where being naked seems on one hand to be having a cultural moment, and yet on the other, there are widespread crackdowns on public nudity, from the closure of naked beaches across the country to the 2013 legislation banning public nudity for the first time in San Francisco. Mark Haskell Smith, a comic novelist turned participatory journalist, knew that there is only one way to get a true perspective on the world of nudism. So he decided to get naked. The result is Naked at Lunch, a reluctant nudist's adventures in the clothing optional world. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Mark Haskell Smith to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
What brought you down this path? You have a history of being a participatory journalist. So what brought you onto this subject, nudism?
It sounds like I have a rap sheet or something. I'm fascinated by rebels and fanatics and people who, you know, these kind of outliers who do things that, you know, are quasi-legal or might create some sort of stigma on their personal life. And so, nudism seemed like the natural thing because, you know, people lose their jobs when it's discovered they're nudist. People think they're perverts or they're degenerates or something. And in many places it's illegal, and yet many people still do it. And so I thought, oh, I want to figure out what they see in it and why they do it.
What was your understanding or even interest level in nudism prior to taking on this project?
I really didn't understand much about it at all, and I certainly wasn't beyond like skinny dipping in high school. I had never had any kind of nudist experience. I was a complete newbie to the world,
and no desire to.
No, not really. No.
Okay, so then you sign on for this, I guess. I mean, you make the decision of, okay, this is something that I want to do, and the first trip is off to a resort in Palm Springs, California.
Right. I tell my writer friends, you know, be careful what you pitch to your editor. You might sell it. So it's like a cautionary tale. But, the first place I wanted to have that experience of, like, a classic nudist club, nudist resort, and there are several in Palm Springs, which isn't that far from my house. So I made a reservation, and I drove out there and checked in and was immediately, you know, poleaxed with fear and paranoia. Essentially, I was afraid to come out of my room for like a couple hours. I just kept putting on more and more sunblock. So by the time I finally got the courage up to walk out around the pool with all the nudists, I had been like freshly turtle waxed, kind of.
There is something I don't want to miss here, which is the subtitle of the book is A Reluctant Nudist's Adventures in the Clothing Optional World, which brings up two interesting points. One is that, yeah, you're reluctant to this. This isn't something that you're saying, oh, okay, well, let's go. It seems like you're being, you know, pulled kicking and screaming in many directions sometimes.
Yes, by myself, too, which is
right.
Really awkward. I have the same fears and anxieties about, like, how I look and how people will think I look and that I think most of us have in the United States, anyway. And so I had to kind of face my own fears and go see what this was really about, you know. And also I had a book contract hanging over my head, which helped.
And the other part of this, which is where the culture I was completely unaware of, but the clothing optional world that you write about, and there is this whole set of do's and don'ts, which you write about in the book, but it's clothing optional, but there is an expectation that you will be nude at certain times and maybe not at other times, and you know, that if you will be looked at funny if you just walk around perhaps nude at this particular moment, but not at that particular moment.
Right. I mean, there's some areas that, like around the pool, especially, where you are required to be naked if you want to be there. You can't, you know, show up in your boxers or a swimsuit. You would be, you know, kicked out. And other times, you know, people are like, whatever you're comfortable in, you know, like when people are eating lunch or hanging around the bar or something, you know, they can wear whatever they want. And usually it's a mix of people. Or sometimes men will put on like a Hawaiian shirt and, you know, nothing else. But yeah, there are all these rules, you know, everyone sits on a towel when they're naked. You don't leer or stare or make people feel uncomfortable. And, you know, and whatever you do, don't get aroused.
Okay. So do you understand then why people do it? Through this experience, do you understand why people want to go on a clothing optional vacation or getaway or even in a longer setting?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's no simple answer. It's pretty much different for each person, I think, on a personal level. But the one thing that is clear that everyone agrees with is that it just feels good to skinny dip. That's kind of like the gateway into the lifestyle, as they call it. And that does feel really good. And once people try that, then they like sit around and dry off without clothes, or they maybe take a walk or play some volleyball or whatever. And pretty soon they realize, oh, this just really feels good. That's what, for most people, it's just this pleasure thing. But for a lot of people, it's also body acceptance. People seem to be more, it's kind of like an equal playing field when everyone's naked. You know, no one's in a suit, no one's in a like UPS driver uniform, so there's no sort of status. They're just people,
right?
And yeah, and a lot of people really like that too.
And you would believe, or at least my thought was, okay, well then the reason people are doing that is so that they're just completely in a world where they're not going to be judged by their appearance. And yet you say that no, everyone is just really silently judging you. Just get over it.
I think so. I think there's a lot of people. I mean, people, there were, you know, it's a natural instinct. You're going to peek. Everyone peeks, and you can see people peeking at you. And after a while, you just don't care anymore. It's like, it's totally fine. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. There's nothing to be ashamed of or overly proud of in some cases. I mean, it just becomes this almost mundane aspect of we're all here, we're all naked. Yeah, get over it.
But did you find yourself in a precarious position or an odd position because you were alone?
Yeah, some places, you know, it's a very couple-oriented, at least for heterosexuals, it's very couple-oriented. You know, the single man is always kind of like looked at with suspicion, like, well, why is he here and what's he up to? And some clubs and resorts won't even let you come if you're not with if you're not with your spouse or a girlfriend or something. So, yeah, sometimes I would get, you know, those suspicious eyes looking at me, like, you know, what's this dude up to? But then when I went to Europe, it's a lot more looser. It's a lot more normal. The big nudist resorts there, all kinds of people go. You can get whole families. You can get, you know, single grandma. And they're less, or I guess they're just more accepting of the whole thing. So for me, it was ever precarious, just a little awkward, you know, when you're grocery shopping at a supermarket in France and everyone's naked. And that can be a little, the aisles were really small, so.
One of the things that you point out, and I hadn't thought of, but I guess of course it is an issue, is that now that everyone is carrying a camera with them in their telephones, that resorts are becoming very concerned of people taking pictures of other people and then putting up online without their permission. So there are policies in place to prevent this.
Right, right. I mean, they will, if you have your phone or a tablet, they will come over and tape a piece of paper or a business card over the camera lens, so there's no photos. And interestingly enough, the sort of the this is an extension of this, is that in France and Europe, where topless beaches have been popular for, you know, a long, long time, now more and more women are wearing bikini tops because people are taking pictures and putting them online, and they don't want to be exploited that way.
And you also take, I mean, you make the point in the book that it is really a not a sexual setting, is it?
No, no. They go to great lengths to make it comfortable for everyone, and you know, in fact, it's called, you know, non-sexual social nudism. So it's really just about people being together, you know, barbecuing or swimming or whatever they're doing, taking a hike, and basically flirting or any kind of sexual jokes and things like that are really frowned upon. And if you make someone uncomfortable, you know, you'll be asked to leave.
So once you're there at the resort, are you asking questions? Do you want to know why the couple from Des Moines is there and what brought them?
Yeah, I tried to do it in like a friendly, chatty way. I really, except when I was on the hike through the Alps in Austria, no one knew that I was writing this book. So, undercover without a disguise. And yeah, you know, people are, but you know, the great thing about nudists are they're really friendly. I mean, if you're there and you're naked with them, it's, you know, they kind of accept you as like someone who enjoys this lifestyle that they like. And so they're very chatty and it's easy to strike up friendships and conversations as long as you don't stray into some sort of like sexual talk.
What was different in the Alps?
Well, that was a group of 19 naturists, as they're called in Europe, from all around Europe. There were people from Spain and France and Germany and Italy, and they were, you know, really serious. They were serious nudists, and we would do these really long hikes through the what they call free hiking, up through these trails, and I mean some of the most beautiful scenery I've ever seen, but. They were just like just a super friendly group of men and women who were, and then we all lived together in this, they call it a hut, but it had like, you know, 10 bedrooms and 6 bathrooms and a really nice kitchen. But they were, you know, once they arrived at the hut, they just didn't wear clothes, except maybe at night they would put on a sweatshirt or something, and they would like cook and do everything in the nude and then go out on these kind of amazing hikes. So that's a little different because the difference is, I guess, is that, you know, European nudists and naturists, they're active. They like to swim in the ocean. They like
right.
to ski or hike. Americans tend, at least the older generation, tend to like to barbecue.
Which, and I mean, it sounds like we're making a joke, but all of these things seem like they would have some risk involved being naked.
Well, certainly the risk for sun damage is you know.
Well, I wanted
you have to be really.
I wanted to ask you about that. I was recently on a vacation in Jamaica with a family vacation, and we're there with young kids, and I think the youngest being 8, the oldest being 14 years old, and we're on the beach, and we are going to great pains to make sure that we are lathered up in sunblock. And then, as we're doing that, a boat goes by, and it is with a nudist boat, and there's probably maybe 50 nudists on the boat. And my nephew said, "My God, can you imagine how much sunblock they must go through?" And I said, "Well, that seems like a good point."
At the very beginning of this project, I went and saw my dermatologist, and she told me the story about one of her clients. This is in the book, but she told me a story about one of her clients who did yoga naked in his backyard, and he liked to do headstands, and he actually got skin cancer on the underside of his scrotum, and that's all I needed to hear to know that I was going to put as much sunblock on every part of my body as I possibly could.
And for the most part, it works, right? Sunblock
I didn't
works.
I'm very proud that I didn't get a sunburn, and I had a checkup with her recently, and so far, so good.
All right. So ultimately, what do you want people to get? I mean, the book is an awful lot of fun. It's very amusing. It is great fun to read. What ultimately do you hope people get out of the book?
Well, this idea that here's a group of people, and there are, you know, millions of them around the world who, I want people to understand that they're not doing anything deviant. There's no sort of great secret perversion to what they're doing. They're just normal people who enjoy being naked. And to maybe get some conversation going about generating some tolerance for this kind of activity, in especially in our country, where they keep closing nude beaches and arresting people. And I think we should have some set aside so people could, there are certain trails that would be clothing optional or certain beaches that would be like that way. And that's the main thing. I just like, it's a fun group. They're interesting. They're your neighbors and you may even be related to a few. And we need to start having some tolerance for their lifestyle and what they like to do. They're not hurting anyone.
The name of the book is Naked at Lunch, A Reluctant Nudist's Adventures in the Clothing Optional World. It is published by Grove Press. Mark Haskell-Smith, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thanks very much. Again, the title of the book, Naked at Lunch, it's published by Grove. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.